Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. The Newcastle United Supporters Trust held talks with Amanda Staveley over the weekend in an attempt to get answers about the failed takeover bid and support efforts to try and revive it. In a series of phone calls with Chair Alex Hirst, Staveley said that fans can play their part by making their voice heard and demanding answers from the Premier League on how the process played out. Staveley reiterated that Mike Ashley wanted to sell to her consortium and that they had been left devastated by the Premier League's approach. The consortium, of course, pulled out on Thursday, claiming the authorities were impossible to deal with and had refused to make a decision. The Premier League have not made any comment since the decision. The NUST is recognised by the Premier League as the voice of United fans and has received a huge surge in membership since the events of last week. Meanwhile, Leeds United are said to have joined the race to sign Newcastle midfielder Matty Longstaff. It's claimed that the Whites are considering a move for the midfielder, whose contract at Newcastle expires this summer following something of a standoff over a new deal. The Magpies have known this for some time but have yet to secure an agreement with the youngster, meaning they now risk losing him for free. Leeds are said to be interested in keeping him in England and will hope to beat foreign interest in the midfielder. Watford are especially keen on Longstaff. And finally, Newcastle are said to be locked in a three-way battle for Ryan Fraser, who became a free agent after being released by Bournemouth early this summer. It is said that the Magpies will have to battle it out with Crystal Palace and West Ham United in pursuit of the Scottish playmaker in the off-season. That's all for now. We'll have more later.